Philip Semple, PhD and teacher educator, today's date is 03/17/2025. Dictation is for Miss Sarah Lopez. Lopez spells L-O-P-E-Z. Sarah spells S-A-R-A. Date of birth is 11/14/1980. A 44-year-old here with abdominal pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 1 week. It's worse today. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 8/10, located in the epigastric and right upper quadrant regions. The pain does not radiate and is not worse with food, period. She described, correction, next paragraph, review your system. Patient reports diarrhea. Says she noticed occasional blood with her stool. She says this has been also been going on for approximately 7 days, but it's worse today. And multiple episodes of a bloody stool, period. She says everything she eats or drinks comes right out through her stool, period. Next paragraph, patient reports nausea. She denies vomiting. Denies travel history. Stated that her meal prior to getting sick was consumed by other family members and they have no problems, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% of room air, blood pressure 122/70, pulse 85, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, soft, diffuse tenderness, depalpation, worse in the epigastric region. Next line, very active bowel sounds. Next line, no rigidity, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. HENT, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is infectious diarrhea, and number 2 is abdominal pain, number 3 is urinary tract infection. Next paragraph, and clinically we did the following tests. Urinalysis was positive for leukocyte esterase. Next test, urine HCG, this is negative. Next test, the CBC and CMP were done. This is done due to bloody diarrhea, which I suspect to be infectious, period. I want to assess patient's electrolytes because of diarrhea for 7 days, and white blood cell count because of blood in her stool, period. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was also done to assess for stones, liver and renal status. This study was normal, period. The patient was given a work excuse to return to work on 03/19/2025. She was sent home with the following medication: Cipro, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14, next medication. Correction, for 5 days, number 10, next medication, Flagyl, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14. The Cipro is 500 milligrams BID for 5 days, number 10. Next medication, Bentyl, 20 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Patient was strongly encouraged to do a BRAT diet for the next 3 days to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.